Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network on this draft day weekend. And NBA playoffs going on, and we're also going to talk a little bit to you about, as I've told you in the last few weeks, we're capable of getting schedules before they actually are put out high school football-wise, and we're going to talk about Richmond Hill's schedule and the Lowndes County Vikings.
Richmond Hill, the Wildcats. Tough region they play in.
That is a tough region. That's 7A's equivalent of Region 1. Which is, you know, in 6A, it's a tough region. In 7A, it's a tough region.
They call it Region 1, 7A, the SEC of high school football.
I mean, it pretty much is when you start thinking about Valdosta, Lowndes. Even though Lowndes, I think, is kind of on the downtrend, Camden and Colquitt.
Camden, you know, they're trying to get back. I mean, they're the SEC equivalent of what right now? Mississippi State?
Camden?
You got...
here we go.
What? I'm just trying to do some comparisons. You got, you know, Colquitt's basically Georgia and Alabama. you got Valdosta, who's probably like Tennessee right now.
Dude, if you're trying to get under my skin, it's not going to work because I don't call games for Camden anymore.
I'm just trying to give, you know, our listeners kind of like the equivalence. I mean, you're talking about the SEC of high school football, Region 1, 7A.
Yeah.
Richmond Hill right now, probably, you know, Kentucky, I guess. I don't know. And then maybe even a Vanderbilt. I don't know.
The Vanderbilt right now of that region is Lowndes. That's the Vanderbilt of that region.
Nah, you're mistaken, man.
Well, let's get into the Richmond Hill schedule since
that's ahead. What
you want to do. Okay.
All right, let's go into this
segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your pump perks card and save up to 10 cents a gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
All right, so the Richmond Hill Wildcats are going to scrimmage Glenn Academy on August the 11th. They'll do that up at the Hill, as they like to call it up there now. You know, we'll see what both teams are made of. That's a couple years ago. That was a region matchup, and then Richmond Hill moved up.
Richmond Hill moved up. You know, Richmond Hill's a growing area, building a new high school up there. I don't know when it's going to be open, but it may already be open. I'm not sure. Population up above 2,400 students now and growing.
That area is booming.
It is booming in and around Savannah. You know, Effingham County, Bryan County, all those counties are a lot of people moving into those areas, and those schools are exploding up there.
So they'll officially kick off the season on August the 18th over in Springfield on the road, where they'll take on the Effingham County Rebels. And I'm telling you right now, this game is going to be a barn burner. I'd spent a lot of time last week telling you that the Effingham Rebels were for real, that they were underrated, they were disrespected. Nobody was thinking about them. Everybody's overlooking them. They're not on anybody's radar. They're a very good football team, the Effingham Rebels are. That's going to be a great, great football game. I'll give Richmond Hill the W.
I mean, nobody's overlooking Effingham. Is that what you're trying to sell right now?
I'm not selling it. I'm telling you facts.
You're not telling anybody in Region 6 any facts because they already know about Effingham. But, yeah, I'm giving Richmond Hill a W there.
Hard-fought game.
Tough game.
They'll then go back at home to Wildcat Stadium, and they will host the 5A state champion Ware County Gators. Loss.
That's going to be a good game, though. That's going to be a tough football game. Ware having to go on the road, but I'm going to say that they're going to take care of Richmond Hill. But Ware County folks, don't go in there thinking you're going to blow Richmond Hill out at their place.
They will then host Jenkins after that. That will be a blowout win for Richmond Hill. W, and that puts them at 2-1 on the season. They will then head to play Creekside High School at Glenn County Stadium in the annual Georgia-Florida Border War Classic.
W.
They will then host New Hampstead at Wildcat Stadium on September the 15th.
W.
And then they'll end their homestand against the Coffee County Trojans on September the 22nd. That will be a great football game. Flip a coin, but I'm going to pick Coffee in that game. So the next week, Richmond Hill will get into a bye. And so going into their bye on September the 29th, I have them at 4-2 to start the season.
I got them beating Coffee at home.
Do you?
So I got them at 5-1 going into the bye week.
I've got them at 4-2 going into the bye week. And then things get real.
They do get real. They go to Camden.
And then they get into Region 1. They go to Chris Gilman to play the Camden County Wildcats. Loss.
Tough game, though. It's going to be a good game. It was a good game last year at Richmond Hill.
Yeah, I was going to say the Camden County Wildcats survived that game 21-14 up in Richmond Hill. It was a great game.
And 2 years ago, I think Richmond Hill went down and blistered Camden at Chris Gilman, didn't they?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah, three years ago. And you're right, blistered's a good word. Put it on them.
Yep.
Put it on them.
Camden folks, if you think this is going to be a cakewalk, I got news for you. They lost, though. I'm picking Richmond Hill to lose.
Yeah, they'll host Valdosta the week after that. And, again, Valdosta just too much for the Wildcats.
Loss.
Yeah. They'll get a bye week, and then they will host. They don't make a trip to Valdosta this year. They will host the Lowndes County Vikings. W.
I got that as a loss.
No. Richmond Hill beats Lowndes.
I got it as a loss.
And then where dreams go to die, Moultrie, Georgia. They will travel over there to play Colquitt. They ain't beating Colquitt at home.
I got it as a loss.
That's
as
a
well.
Loss, yeah. So all in all, I've got Richmond Hill finishing at 5-5. And folks, this is a tough schedule. Colquitt, Lowndes, Valdosta, Camden, Ware, and Coffee all on the same schedule.
And
holy
Effingham.
Cow.
And Effingham. So Creekside's no joke either.
Matt Lazat, why don't you schedule somebody?
I mean, they've got 8 games that a lot of coaches wouldn't schedule.
Yeah.
If they had the opportunity to schedule it or not. I mean, I can't think of any coaches that would schedule Effingham, Ware, Creekside, and Coffee on a non-region slate.
You took the words out of my mouth. They're non-region schedule. You look at that, and maybe the only one you look at and say, well, that's a gimme, is Jenkins.
That's one where your coach has job security.
That's a good point. Yeah,
when you schedule that schedule, then that means you got pretty good job security.
What a great point that is.
I mean, come on, man. You got Camden, Valdosta, Lowndes, and Colquitt in the region to go along with that non-region. Golly, that's rough.
You know, I remember last year when Camden went up to Richmond Hill and we were down on the field pregame. And I was talking to Coach Heron and Coach Lazat out on the field, and Coach Lazat was going on and on about how excited he was to be in Region 1 playing the Valdostas and Lowndes of the world. It gave him goosebumps. And Coach Heron said, I'm glad it gives you goosebumps because it gives me nightmares.
That's true.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447.
The Richmond Hill Wildcats recently released their 2023 schedule, and this is what it looks like. The Wildcats will open the season on the road at Effingham. Richmond Hill will also take trips to Camden and Colquitt. They will also play a neutral site game at Glenn County Stadium against Creekside in the Border War Classic. The Wildcats will host Ware, Jenkins, New Hampstead, Coffee, Valdosta, and Lowndes. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anytime, 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Saturday, May 6th, Wild Adventures Live presents Mercy Me.
'Cause I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed.
See Mercy Me on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan.
I can only imagine.
Mercy Me Live, Saturday, May 6th. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5.
The crowd says, may you fly.
Tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. So Alabama just had a quarterback transfer in from Notre Dame, and they still don't have a quarterback. I have a joke. The punchline is the Brooklyn Nets. Spencer Strider, a.k.a. Cheat Code. Milwaukee, how did you lose to the Heat? Was Dwayne Wade playing? Aaron Rodgers is now officially a New York Jet, which means he is permanently at Dark Retreat. Anthony Edwards, it's never a good idea to throw a chair at fans. Actually, it's never a good idea to throw a chair at anyone. Marcelo Zuna, you might want to go ahead and list your house. The NBA just removed marijuana from the list of banned substances for the league. Meta World Peace is now coming out of retirement. Matt Olson, for the love of holy goodness, stop striking out. Well, Georgia loses another big-time recruit to the transfer portal. Bear Alexander. The Dummy Award of the Week goes to Rodney Peterson, who went up to Nate Diaz on the street and began verbally assaulting him. I'll give you one guess how that ended. The Atlanta Falcons canceled their draft party Thursday night. They said because of inclement weather, but we all know. So WWE, you created another title belt because no one can beat Roman. Let's just call it what it is. A secondary belt. Farewell, Jerry Springer. You were not the father. And these are my thoughts.
Jerry Springer. Man, those were some funny TV shows.
That was great, wasn't it?
I know. That's when the Jerry Springer Show is a show that's made for fraternity row in college. You can tap a keg, call a fraternity meeting, and watch Jerry Springer for 2 hours.
That's good stuff. One thing I actually forgot to put on the Week in Review, which is big news to you. They announced this past week that they will be coming, they Hollywood, whatever studio it is, will be making a sequel to Mortal Kombat. We will have a Mortal Kombat 2 on the way.
Wow. Okay.
They start filming this summer.
I thought that was a video game.
Yeah, it's been adapted to the big screen a couple of different. Now, it was adapted to the big screen like when I was a teenager, and it was not very good, that version of it. But they redid it a couple of years ago in 2021, I think it was, and it was fantastic. And so they're now making a sequel to that one.
Is that the one Keanu Reeves stars in?
Keanu Reeves is not in Mortal Kombat.
Wesley Snipes?
Not in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never seen it, so I was just wondering.
I've heard you're a big Mortal Kombat fan.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a video game. I don't play video games.
It is a video game. It started as a video game.
I got you.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's like, I don't know how many Mortal Kombats, like 15 of them or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they've made a ton of money with the Mortal Kombat franchise.
Well, good luck. I hope it does well.
I'll be in theaters to see it.
Yeah, I won't, but
I'll take you with me.
No, I don't think so.
We'll go after our golf game.
Okay.
All right, so the Lowndes County Vikings. I'm just going to run through this, and I'll be honest with you. Again, you know, fortunately for Lowndes, they do play some teams from the state of Florida, which I think they can handle. So they will start. There's a kickoff challenge going over in Moultrie at MacTharp Stadium. Lowndes will participate in that. They'll play Christ School from North Carolina. They'll win that game.
Should be ashamed for scheduling Christ School. Okay. All right. Win.
And, yep. And then they'll play Gaston County out of Florida. That game at home.
In
the Concrete Jungle. 2-0. They'll play West Broward out of Florida. I don't think they're going to get that game.
I'm saying W. Anytime a team's coming from Florida and you bring them in to play at home.
They are playing at the Concrete Jungle or the Concrete Palace.
You have a good idea that you're going to win that football game.
They'll have an open week. So I've got them at 2-1. They'll have an open week on September the 8th. They'll come back to play East Coweta again at the Concrete Palace. They'll beat East Coweta.
I got them at 4-0 right now.
All right. I've got them at 3-1. Then things get real with Lowndes.
Yep.
They then head to the road up to Atlanta to play Grayson.
Loss.
You're not beating Grayson at Grayson. Not happening. No. They'll have the open week then, and then they will head over to Bazemore-Hyder to play Valdosta. Short little trip. They ain't beating the Wildcats
That'll be a good rivalry game, but I got them losing. I got them at 4-2.
I've got them at 3-3. They will then host Dunbar out of Fort Myers. They'll get that game. 4-3.
5-2.
All right. And then they will host the Colquitt County Packers.
5-3.
Loss. 5. I've got them at now 4-4. They will then head on the road to play Richmond Hill. And in my opinion, this game will determine who gets the 4 seed in that Region 1. And I'm going to pick Richmond Hill. That game last year came down to Lowndes and Richmond Hill. And it was a great one. I'm going to pick Richmond Hill to get this game at home to beat Lowndes.
I got Lowndes winning this one. They'll be 6-3.
Richmond Hill has had this class, right? We've been talking about the sophomore and freshman class they've had for a couple of years now. And those kids are now seniors and juniors. Richmond Hill's going to have a good year. Back to Lowndes. They will then host at the Concrete Palace the Camden County Wildcats. Camden drug Lowndes last year. They'll do it again, even worse, because Camden is better and Lowndes is not as good. I'll take Camden to win at the Concrete Palace, which I think will be like the first time they've done that since like 2013 or 14,
something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Oh, so you just, we just go get on the bus and go beat Lowndes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a win for for Lowndes.
You're not going to be right about that.
So I got Lowndes at 7-3.
You got them at 7-3. I've got them at 4-6.
Okay, I got them at 7-3.
Who do you have them beating?
I got them beating Camden, Richmond Hill, these nobodies on their schedule.
Okay, well, that's Camden, Richmond Hill are not nobodies.
Excuse me. No, I'm talking about the non-region nobodies. I'm not talking about the region. I got them beating East Coweta, West Broward, Gadsden County, Christ School. I got them at 7-3. In the region, I got them losing to Grayson. I got them losing to Valdosta. I got them losing to Colquitt.
So where we differ is you've got them beating West Broward. I've got them losing to West Broward. You've got them beating Valdosta?
No.
No? Okay.
I got them losing to Valdosta,
and then
Grayson, and losing to Colquitt. That's it.
Okay. And I've got them losing to Richmond Hill and Camden.
Okay. Yeah.
And Valdosta. And yeah. Colquitt.
Lowndes is not missing the playoffs with a first-year head coach with all that talent over there in that county. Lowndes is making the playoffs.
You and I were talking a little bit about this earlier today, and I hear you. Lowndes is Lowndes. Lowndes is going to make the playoffs. There's going to come a point, and this may be it. This may be the year. Lowndes has made the playoffs something like 20 straight years, something stupid like that. There's going to come a point where with every team, no matter what the classification is, they fall off. And I'm telling you right now, I watched this game last year. I called this game on the radio. I saw Lowndes in person. And the kind of kid that they have there now isn't the kind of kid that they previously had through that 20-year run that they made the playoffs.
Where'd they go?
You tell me.
They'll be back. They had a down year last year. Got a coach fired. Good things happen when first-year head coaches in good programs.
Got a new one up in Statesboro. Got a new one over in Valdosta with Lowndes. I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
You know, you got to have the Jimmies and the Joes.
When you sit here and start betting on Lowndes to have 4-6 seasons, you're not going to be too successful.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Lowndes is going to go 4-6, and that is what's going to happen.
We'll see.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Guys, do you still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Find jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, even firearms, and much more. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden House Pharmacy.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, by Wild Adventures, and by I-95 Toyota of Brunswick.
420, April 27th through May the 6th, Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan, brings you Mercy Me live in concert on Saturday, May the 6th. Experience an unforgettable evening as Grammy-nominated group Mercy Me brings hit songs, including I Can Only Imagine and Even If, to the stage. Mercy Me live in concert at Wild Adventures Theme Park on Saturday, May the 6th. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. 3 to 5 year olds are eligible for a pre-K free kids season pass. Register and activate your child's free season pass by May 29th to enjoy a season of free fun. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets, concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
Reading. It's not a strong suit.
No, glasses is what is needed. I got to go to the eye doctor, dude.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
All right, the Kit Branch butt hurt list.
The butt hurt list this week. Interesting. There's a lot of different sports on here this week.
Okay.
Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the Alabama QB room.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's in it?
The kid from Notre Dame that played two games
and you had have to three go touchdowns. Out.
And he threw five picks in two games.
You go out, you have a spring game, and your quarterback's underwhelmed, and then you go out and you get a Notre Dame quarterback out of the portal. So you got, what, three quarterbacks that you don't know who's the starter? Could you even make one quality starter out of those three?
I don't remember who said this, what coach said it, but it's so true. When you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
When you have three quarterbacks, what do you have?
Even worse.
Even worse. Alabama. I heard Paul Feinbaum say this week, with that quarterback room, Alabama's a 9-3 football team.
Had this conversation with somebody today. Alabama, they're on the way to falling off. I'm not saying that they won't be in the college football playoff with it expanding. They'll be in the top 12.
So you admit now that Georgia's the best program in the country?
No, Alabama's still the standard bearer. I'm just saying that they're on their way out, that they will still be a premier program. They'll still be in the college football playoff. They're just done playing for national titles.
Well, the quarterback room is on the butt hurt list.
Okay.
All right. Number four on the butt hurt list, the University of Colorado's PR department.
I've got some thoughts on this.
Mass exodus in the portal after the Colorado spring game. Coaches walking with players, telling them they're going to be cut the next day, find somewhere to go. All kind of stories going in and out. Roster reduction. Do they even have a big enough roster to fill a football team right now? Coach Prime's running kids off left and right. And I know they were 1-11 last year. They got some decent talent on the football team, but a mass – you had a wide receiver with 150 yards receiving and two touchdowns in the spring game, and he hits the portal the following Monday. I mean, what's going on at Colorado? Their PR firm out there is working overtime.
There's a lot going on. Number one, Deion Sanders' ego. Number two, I don't think he's doing this the right way. And then number three, you got a bunch of kids that are not used to being told life is hard. If you don't cut the mustard, there's somebody else that will.
Can Coach Prime be accused of playing daddy ball? at Colorado by bringing his sons in there and just elevating them into starting positions.
No, because his sons can play.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, I'm just asking.
And I'm answering the question, no.
All right.
All right.
So number three on the butt hurt list this week, Aaron Rodgers' cell phone provider. Aaron Rodgers said this week that due to poor cell phone reception in his house, he wasn't able to take a call from the Green Bay general manager in the offseason. That's why he couldn't take the call. He had poor cell phone reception. So whoever Aaron Rodgers' cell phone provider is, you're on the butt hurt list.
Wouldn't you think that Aaron Rodgers probably lives somewhere like up on a hill? That's kind of really good reception.
Did you read that story?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just making the argument here.
I got poor cell phone reception.
At the top of the hill.
I've made hundreds of millions of dollars in my NFL career. I mean, I'm playing for the Jets now, and my $58 million bonus that I got from the Packers is going to be my salary this year. So my base salary is 1.2 to stay under the cap in New York, but I have poor cell phone service, and you have millions. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow. Number two on the butt hurt list, welcome to mediocrity. And you are the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Welcome. I don't like you. I'm a Detroit Lion fan. I ain't never liked the Packers. Aaron Rodgers' last game in Green Bay was a loss to my Detroit Lions. That kept them out of the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so the Green Bay Packers, welcome to suckage.
They hadn't been there since pre-1992.
They've always had those quarter. Is Jordan Love going to be the next in the long line of quarterback royalty in Green Bay? Well, we shall see.
I will tell you this. If Jordan Love is good, you can rest assured that at the end of his career, there will be another quarterback that Green Bay drafts, and then they will trade him to the New York Jets, too.
That's what it appears like. So the Packers, you're on the butt hurt list now because you are unproven for the first time in three decades at quarterback.
Have you ever seen that movie on Netflix, Time Loop?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's great. It's about these people that get stuck in the same loop of time. That's kind of what the Green Bay situation reminds me of. Good quarterback gets old, send him to the New York Jets. Good quarterback gets old, send him to New York Jets. Good quarterback gets old, send him to New York Jets. Over and over and over and over.
And number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Milwaukee Bucks. Are you kidding me, guys?
It's got to be number one, doesn't it?
Are you kidding me? You're a top seed in the Eastern Conference. You get bounced out by the Miami Heat that lost a play-in game and had to win one to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and beat you in five games. 4-1. 7-game series. The Milwaukee Bucks bounced out of the playoffs. 128-126 win in game five. And Giannis missed 13 free throws in that game. He was 10 for 23 from the free throw line in that contest.
And that's a real good indicator of what you just said. They lost in five games. They're the number one seed, and they lost to an 8 seed in five games. It didn't even go the distance.
Didn't go the distance. Yeah, Giannis, you had 38 points, 20 rebounds, but you were 10 for 23 from the free throw line. You lost by 2 points.
If you had 40, you play in overtime.
You just have to get through that game, and then anything can happen. But no, and you lost it at home, game five.
Yeah. Right, good point.
You bounced out of the playoffs. Milwaukee, man, what a choke job you pulled this year. Mm. Best record in the Eastern Conference, what, 60 wins, maybe 58, 59 wins, and lose in the first round of the playoffs in five games.
Rough.
Bucks, wow.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota and the Toyota Elite Cup. Serving our community for over 20 years, new and pre-owned certified inventory in stock, i95toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177, I-95 Toyota, home of the courtesy oil change for life.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you the Lowndes County Vikings are going 4-6 and not making the playoffs.
They're not going 4-6. That's a proud program.
I'm not saying it's not.
I mean, that's about like you could say that about anybody other than Colquitt. You say, well, their talent's not there. They're going 4-6. Come on. I mean, you just said Richmond Hill was going to have a great season when you picked them to beat Lowndes, and you picked them the segment before to go 5-5. So, man, see, we got consistency issues here.
They've got a very good senior and junior class.
Okay, but you picked them to go 5-5.
Did you see their schedule?
Yeah, I saw their schedule, but you said they're going to be a very good football team. Very good football teams don't go five and five.
They're going to be a great football team. They're going to get into the playoffs as a four seed.
I mean, that's a tough region, but you know, Richmond Hill is. They could be better. I picked them, you know, not to have that greatest season because of their record, but they could surprise some folks. There's talent up there.
Well, Richmond Hill's going five. And again, right, 5-5 is what I'm picking. I think there are a couple games that Richmond Hill could get to go, you know, to turn their season from 5-5 to 7-3. And now we're talking a lot differently about Richmond Hill.
I'm looking right here, and I'm gonna bring this up again. I think they'll beat Effingham. August the 25th, Ware County comes to Wildcat Stadium. If Ware County gets beat and Richmond Hill wins that game, all bets are off with them.
Now, I agree with that, right? If Ware County comes to Wildcat Stadium and the Wildcats beat the Gators, the defending state champion Gators, then, you know, again, I think that you look at Richmond Hill a little differently. Kids have some confidence because they just beat a perennial powerhouse, a defending state champ. You know, so, again, yeah, I think there are a couple games on that Richmond Hill schedule where – they can get and go from 5-5 to 7-3. But when I look at the Lounge schedule, there ain't no other games for them to get.
So if Richmond Hill gets Ware County, then they're beating Coffee in my mind. I got them beating Coffee anyway. They could go in the region schedule undefeated.
I got Coffee winning that region.
Okay.
I got Coffee winning that region and on the way to doing that, beating Ware.
We shall see.
Yeah.
That's a tough region, but Richmond Hill played pretty well in the Swamp last year when they went over there to play Ware County.
Yeah, they did. They played them tough. I'm glad you said that. It jogged my memory. That was like a very 13-7 kind of game.
It was a good football game.
Yeah, something like that. It was a tight game.
And so, you know, if Richmond Hill does beat Ware County, then look out.
Yeah, yeah. We got the annual Georgia. This is one of my pet peeves, Kip. When you do an event for the first time and then you want to name it a classic, right? Or the annual classic, it's inaugural. The first year is an inaugural.
Next year is the second annual.
I mean,
the second annual. Let's call it that.
I guess. Anyway. That's just a pet peeve of mine.
I got you.
So the Border War Classic.
The second edition of the Border War Classic.
Yeah, they'll do it for the second year. They're going to have Thursday through Saturday full of games, all at Glynn County Stadium. Teams from Florida coming up to play teams from Georgia. They did this last year, as Kit mentioned, and the games were good. Weather didn't want to participate.
Weather was awful. Especially when Glenn played Creekside. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was like a monsoon they played that football game in.
So they'll have Tarleton versus University Christian, a little bit of a rivalry there, Thursday afternoon at Glynn County Stadium at 4:30 in the afternoon.
That should be a good game. I think, didn't they play last year in the Classic?
Yeah, and I think you'll probably see that a good bit because those two teams are kind of rivals.
And University Christian laid it on Charlton last year.
Yeah, they did. The Glynn Academy Red Terriers will also play on Thursday. They'll play the 7:30 game. They will take on Baker County.
I'm anxious to see who's going to play quarterback for Glynn Academy.
I know the answer to that.
Well, who's it going to be?
Well, I don't know his name.
Okay, but there's some question marks there.
On Friday, Fitzgerald is going to play Madison County at 4:30. Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I think they played last year in that game, didn't they, those two teams?
I'm not sure. I don't think they did, but maybe. Coffee County gets invited for the very first time to participate.
They took Camden. Oh, Camden's never played in this. So, yeah. They didn't take Camden's slot because they refused to participate. Got that off my chest.
I think refused to participate is a little strong as far as language goes. They politely declined.
Well, they refused to participate.
Again.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Coffee will take on Bowles on Friday night at 8 o'clock. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, MCA and West Nassau will play again, a couple of rivals.
MCA. Good, solid well-coached single-A football team that's they're rugged and tough, man.
I had them as a dark horse to win the single-A state title last year, and they ran into a buzzsaw, I think, in like the first round or second round, somewhere in there.
I mean, you played Clinch County, man. I mean, come on.
I mean, they're supposed to be better than Clinch.
Again, Clinch is one of them historical single-A programs that bring a lot of mental hurdles for teams that read the newspapers.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's the same kind of hurdles that Lowndes brings when they match up against teams that might be a little more talented than them.
I hope that when you read the newspaper, you read it better than you do your live reads here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
I mean, you 30 snags in here with Bear Cave instead of Beer Cave on the Parker's read. I mean, I'm sitting here dodging minefields, man, on these reads. I never know what's going to jump up and bite me, so... You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, I pride myself on being adaptable, and so that's the way it works out.
That's a very good word for you. I think that's pretty accurate, actually. You are very adaptable. And then also on Saturday at 4 o'clock, Richmond Hill, the aforementioned Richmond Hill, will play Creekside. We talked about that. We thought Richmond Hill would get that football game. It'll be a good game, though. Creekside's no pushover.
No, there were no pushover. Glenn and Creekside played a great game in a
monsoon.
It was bad last year. I thought Glenn should have won that football game, but they didn't. Creekside did a better job of holding on to the football in the weather.
Brunswick and St. Augustine will close out the night. They've got the 7:30 game on Saturday.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, I like Brunswick in that game. And, you know, I'd like and you're right, I would like to see some other perennial powers in this classic. I'd like to see Ware. I'd like to see Camden. I'd like to see Statesboro. I'd like to see Wayne County. So, you know, and I'm sure that it'll probably rotate and all these teams will have opportunities to play here and there.
And I'd like to see some teams out of North Florida, some of the – better teams out of St. John's County, teams like that come up and play, and definitely see Camden in it. Come on, Camden. It's right there. You border the state of Florida, and you're not in the – come on. That's just pitiful.
I'd like to see Southeast Bullock. Better.
We all know the legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey clubs, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. And coming soon, you can grab Max not only in the Sterling location, but also off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, right next to Grandy's. The legendary Max Barbecue, 912-275-8271, and give them a like on Facebook.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest, greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, do you still have that engagement ring she gave back to you rattling around in a drawer? Bring it to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Find jewelry, sterling silver, coins, old watches, even firearms, and much more. Bring it all to Cunningham Jewelers buying event May 16th through May 18th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I've got bad news for Marcelo Ozuna. The Braves sent Michael Harris this past week to Gwinnett to begin rehab assignments. And so what's going to happen is when the Braves get ready to recall Michael Harris, they're going to have some decisions to make about their outfield. They're going to have to look at Kevin Pillar. They're going to have to look at Eli White. They're going to have to look at Rosario, Ozuna, and Sam Hilliard. Well, with the emergence of Sam Hilliard,
he's playing good baseball.
He ain't going anywhere. So you can take him off that list. Eddie Rosario has come up with, you know, a handful of big-time hits early in this season, especially this last week. So he ain't going anywhere.
He's a bat you got to have on the bench if you're not playing him. He's a guy that can come in and give you some matchup problems and get a key hit for you when you need him.
So then you look at Eli White, Kevin Pillar, Marcelo Ozuna. Well, Kevin Pillar, you're not gonna cut him because of his ability to be able to come off the bench and pinch hit. He is a pinch hit extraordinaire, so he ain't going anywhere. So now you come to Eli White and Marcelo Ozuna. Eli White is hitting nearly 100 points higher, and he's not hitting at all, or barely. And Marcelo Ozuna is hitting 080. The last average I saw, 088.
Last I saw was 077.
Bingo.
So a coach told me one time, when you got two similar players with similar type talent, always go with the youngest player, because you're going to get more time out of him.
I don't know that Eli White is all that much younger than Marcelo Ozuna. And look, at the end of the day, that's a good point you made about that, and that's right. But these aren't two players with similar skill sets. If and when Marcelo Ozuna can return to form, he was pushing Freddie Freeman for an MVP just a few years ago.
Yeah, that was I don't think he's going to return to that type of form.
Even if you got half that, wouldn't you be satisfied?
I'd just be happy with him getting his average up around 220. That means...
man.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I guess.
To do that, he's got to get hot.
Yeah. And he's always been one of those players that has done that. You can't get him out for 3 weeks, and then for a month he goes in the tank and he can't hit anything you throw him.
Well, he's been in the tank since the 1st of April. I mean, we're getting to the 1st of May, and he's in the tank.
So basically what I'm telling you is Atlanta's going to have to make a their decision is going to come down. When they activate Michael Harris, their decision is going to come down to Eli White or Marcelo Ozuna. And, you know, Marcelo Ozuna's got an $18 million price tag that even if Atlanta lets him go, they're still on the hook for. They'd still have to pay him that money.
What happens when Arcia comes back? Who gets sent down?
I think they would probably release Adrianza at that point.
You think Grissom stays up?
Or Solak. They'd probably do something with Solak.
So you believe Grissom stays up?
No, I don't, because I think they want
him to get at bats.
I think they want him to get at bats, and I don't. Grissom has played well, but I don't feel like that he has played. I don't feel like he's outplayed Arcia before Arcia got hurt.
No, Arcia's coming back, and he's going to be the shortstop. But what do you do with Grissom? You send him back down?
Yeah, well, I mean, it. You know, obviously, you know, he's going to be out a while. You know, he's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So you'll have a chance to really. Your team may be very different by that point. I don't know. I don't know what you do with him at that point because, you know, Braden Shoemake now in Gwinnett is getting the benefit of all of the games, all of the at-bats down at AAA, while Grissom's getting all of the at-bats in Atlanta. So you got both of these shortstops that you're not really sure which one you want to go with for your future getting at-bats every day. So it's a best-case scenario for Atlanta.
It's a good scenario because one of them's going to get traded.
Yeah. One of them's going to get traded.
So.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Grissom or Shoemake?
Grissom at one point was listed as the Braves' number one prospect.
Okay.
So you could get more for Grissom, and I think Grissom's got a higher ceiling than Shoemake.
Okay.
I'd probably hold on to Grissom.
Braves have some decisions to make when it gets towards the end of June, early July, don't they? Or near the end of July where the trading deadline
they're going to have to, yeah, and they're going to have to make one pretty quickly on Marcelo Ozuna because, like I said, Michael Harris this past week is already in Gwinnett getting ready. So it's only going to be – he's going to be back in Atlanta next week.
Marcelo Ozuna probably needs to get on
– or Michael Harris, rather.
Ozuna probably needs to contact a local Atlanta realtor.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
He's literally, you think about it, he's literally got a week. He's literally got a week to show something.
Every at-bat for him right now
matters.
Is critical.
You're right, Kip. Man, that is such a great point. Every time he steps in the box, it matters.
It would help if you hit a home run in the next week, Marcel.
A double. Anything other than a rally-killing double play.
Heck, I'd take a base on balls right now.
I mean.
Just get on base.
He killed me the other day. I forgot what game it was, but Atlanta was down, and they were trying to rally down a couple runs. And you had Acuna, and I don't remember who else was on base, but Braves had first and second and nobody out, and he hits into a 6-4-3 double play.
Ronald Acuna's getting on base.
No, yeah.
360 batting average.
And on top of that, the Braves starters have pitched fantastically well, leading all of baseball in ERA. And Bryce Elder has now solidified himself in the Braves rotation as a number five starter.
Yes, he has. Braves, you know, doing pretty well. 17, 8, close to 20 wins. You mean, that's a good month in baseball if you can get to that 20-win plateau.
I never thought I would say this, and you heard me say this the opposite of what I'm about to say in spring training. I told you in spring training that when Michael Soroka got fully healthy and was fully ready to return, it didn't matter who was in the rotation, that they were going to elevate Soroka into the rotation. They would find a way to do it. But Bryce Elder's pitched so well. Michael Soroka's ready. He's pitching well at Gwinnett. But Elder's been lights out. Everybody's been lights out.
You can't trade Soroka, though.
There's no place for him. You got him pitching in Gwinnett. You're wasting him.
You can't trade him, though, because of the potential.
I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying he's ready, and there's not a spot for him.
Yeah, I get it. We'll probably see him at Truist Park sometime by mid-May, I believe.
That would, I mean, where? Who's in whose spot?
We'll see.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Richmond Hill Wildcats recently released their 2023 schedule, and this is what it looks like. The Wildcats will open the season on the road at Effingham.
Richmond Hill will also take trips to Camden and Colquitt. They will also play a neutral site game at Glenn County Stadium against Creekside in the Border War Classic. The Wildcats will host Ware, Jenkins, New Hampstead, Coffee, Valdosta, and Lowndes. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anytime, 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Saturday, May 6th, Wild Adventures Live presents Mercy Me.
'Cause I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed.
See Mercy Me on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan.
I can only imagine.
Mercy Me Live, Saturday, May 6th. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5.
The crowd says made you flawless.
Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.